Hare Krishna. Question: is the Bhagavad Gita a spiritual solution to a spiritual problem, or is it a spiritual solution to a material problem? When Arjuna says that nothing material will solve my problem, in 2.8 in the Gita he states that nothing material, even attainment of heaven, will not solve my problem, does this indicate that he's saying that his problem is not material at all, his problem is spiritual? So, can we have spiritual solutions to material problems, or do we need material solutions to material problems? Answer: firstly, we need to clarify what we mean by spiritual or material, otherwise there can be an unnecessary confusion. So, if by spiritual we refer to the soul, and by material we refer to matter and things connected with matter, so then we have to understand that material problems will require material solutions. For example, if Arjuna is fighting the war and he somehow forgets to take his weapons with him, or his chariot wheel breaks down. Now, in some exceptional situations, Krishna can intervene miraculously from the spiritual level to the material level and intervene. But usually, that doesn't happen. You know, Arjuna does not live his life expecting that Krishna miraculously intervene at every turn in his life. Arjuna achieves an extraordinary level of material competence in his archery. He becomes the world's topmost archer. So, we shouldn't think that when we talk about spiritual solutions to material problems, that does not mean material apathy or material irresponsibility. There has to be exertion for bringing about material competence in what we do. And we shouldn't expect some miraculous change happening at the material level so that the material problem gets solved without our taking the necessary material measures for solving it. Even in the Vedic tradition, there is Ayurveda. Now, Ayurveda is a theistic medical science. It acknowledges the existence and benevolence of Vishnu. At the same time, it is a science which involves material counters to material health problems. Okay, this is the health problem. This is the disorder that has happened in the body. This medicine is entering the body. This will solve the problem. So even in the spiritual, even in the Vedic tradition itself, Ayurveda is a part of the Vedas. There also we see that there are material solutions to material problems. Now, that's the first point. Second point here is that when we talk about spiritual, there's another way of understanding it. It is not just related with the soul, or material is not just related with the body. Spiritual is it is not in terms of constitution, it is in terms of orientation. Orientation means, what is the purpose of our life? Are we living for material gratification, material aggrandizement, or are we living for spiritual purification, spiritual liberation, spiritual love for Krishna? So now that is also a meaning of the word spiritual. So when we say that material problems ultimately require a spiritual solution, the spiritual solution is not a substitution for the material solution. The spiritual solution is the foundation for the material solution. This means that, say, in the future, suppose if we have, everybody starts chanting Hare Krishna, everybody becomes a devotee. Does that mean that there will be no problems in material existence, in the material world? No, still there will be people who will get diseased. The material problems will be there, and material mechanisms will be required for solving those problems. For addressing material needs, material mechanisms will be required. So, even if everybody is chanting Hare Krishna, still we have to make some arrangement for providing food for them, for providing clothing for them, for providing shelter for them. So the government, and these measures are material. Material in the sense that they have to be done in the material world. And there's practical systems. Okay, this food is more over, grains are more over here, less over here. And these have to be transported from here to there. So in this case, spiritual will be a matter of orientation that will bring about selflessness in the material measures. And that will avoid selfishness. Now, there can be good material systems for solving problems, but if there are self-centered motivations, then even the best systems will fail. So, what we need is people who are purely motivated, who are compassionate, who are selfless. And spirituality offers us that. So, the Bhagavad Gita is a spiritual solution, definitely. In the sense, what does it mean? It changes Arjuna's orientation. Arjuna, at the start of the Gita, is thinking in terms of, oh, my party and their party, or me and my relatives. But there he's centered, his focus of thinking is material, in terms of his body and his material relationships. But at the end, it becomes spiritual, in terms of his relationship with Krishna, and what is best for everyone in relationship with Krishna. But after hearing the Bhagavad Gita also, what does Arjuna do? He fights and he uses a material weapon, his bow and arrow. And he fights using the material skill of archery which he has got. So now, with this twofold understanding of material and spiritual in terms of constitution and orientation, now what exactly does the Bhagavad Gita solve? Does it solve his material problem at a material level in terms of changing, in terms of just avoiding the war completely for him? Is it in one stroke killing all the enemies or changing the disposition of all the enemies? No, Arjuna has to, at a material level, fight the war. So, that is not, so it's not that when we say Bhagavad Gita offers a spiritual solution to material problems, that does not mean that the material problems disappear. Rather, it means that we develop the right disposition for dealing with material problems and we are able to implement solutions properly. So if we do not have the spiritual disposition, if we are not connected with Krishna in our consciousness, in a mood of service, then first of all, we, our actions will make problems bigger than they need to be. We will become overwhelmed by the problems. And not only that, not only will our perception be problematic, but further, our reaction will also be problematic. We will do things which will make things worse. We may act out of fear or out of anger or out of lust. And we will make problems worse. So, rather than seeing the spiritual as a replacement, as a substitute for material, we need to see the spiritual as the director, as the underlying motivator of the material. So, we do need to have material mechanisms for dealing with material issues. But those material mechanisms will not be effective if, as long as there is a self-centered materialistic motivation for implementing those mechanisms. And they will attain perfection in terms of granting us happiness as much as is possible in this world, in terms of sharing happiness with others, and ultimately in terms of taking ourselves and others back to Krishna. So, the Bhagavad Gita offers a spiritual solution to a material problem in terms that when Arjuna is faced with a materially overwhelming situation, he gets the spiritual vision, the spiritual confidence, the spiritual energy, spiritual courage by which he can face that problem. But he has to face the problem at the material level. So yes, the Bhagavad Gita is a spiritual solution to a material problem. That does not mean that it is a substitute for the material solution. Rather, it is the life force that ensures the material solution works. Thank you. Hare Krishna.